What's going on, world? Happy Sunday morning. Tuning into some of my favorite legends and inspirees. Shout out to Black Star. Most of Talib Kweli. I heard they dropped a new project. I have not listened to it yet, but I will. But I'm a throwback head, right? So I think I've listened to Black Star a million times, for sure. Happy Sunday morning. Mic check. How I sound? Cops and the robbers. Mic check. How do I sound? Yo, look at the artwork. Yo, the artwork on, this 90s hip hop, I think is unparalleled. I absolutely think it's the most creative genre. For sure. Appreciate you. All right, we're going to get into it. Hold on, after Talib verse. He killed it. Every time I start to listen to some of this music that I was really raised on, right, it gets so nostalgic for me. I start thinking about where I was when I heard it, what I was doing, what I was writing. I was definitely like brainwashed through conscious rap. I'm bugging. I still got to do like the intro video and all that, but I'm feeling good. I hope y'all feeling good. I got to play me a Sawyer version. Shout out to T Sawyer. Me and him got a version over this. I think that was FNX Music Volume 1. From being real. Hard to be a spiritual being when things are shaking what you believe in. Oh my goodness, they preaching on a Sunday morning. Shout out to Talib Kweli, man. Yo, that whole raucous sound bombing energy was dope. Mos Def, Black Star, Dead Prez. I still remember the sound bombing mixtape with Eminem on it. That's why it's crazy when I hear y'all doubt him. Like, he wasn't out there with us spitting consciousness, you know what I'm saying? Or his version of it around conscious MCs, man. All right, we're gonna get to it. Oh, here we go. Shout out to Common, but time to get started.
Energy frequency vibration.
What's going on, world? We back, episode 11 of the Universal Frequency Podcast, and this is about aligning with your purpose and self-sabotage, right? We are getting deep today. But before I get started, gotta show some love to who we are powered by. Let's get to it. Yeah, what's up? Happy to have you. Today, this is a real personal sort of topic, right? Well, I mean, I kind of think that anyone can relate to it. But myself, I am a builder of many things, just to give you some background, right? I have a music synergy that I build, right? I also have a nonprofit for financial literacy, raise awareness for child hunger, and just literacy in general, because in the state of Connecticut, one out of every six children are food insecure. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. And many of these children are expected to go to school and perform like their peers, right? It's a very important cause to me. There are millions of important causes out there. I just raise awareness for what I find important, and then I go in. So I do that. I have this podcast. I'm also a mortgage loan officer. So I help people get into homes, right? Freddie, Fannie, soon to be FHA, CHOFA, 203K, VA loans, all those things, right? I'm also a husband and a father, right? I wear many different hats. And I know that sometimes I struggle to find balance and build synergy into what my overall platform is. It could be a product that, you know, maybe I'm doing too much, but I don't think so, right? I just think that sometimes the focus and the alignment and what it's going to take energy-wise, how I prepare myself, right, or maybe how I haven't, I think all those things are important. But sometimes it's a real uphill battle for anyone that's been a creative, anyone that's built anything from scratch. I've knocked on enough doors, excuse me, to know that me walking through someone else's door is not for me. Straight up. I'm not like anyone else. I don't see things the way other people see things. I've tried the corporate route, right? I think I'm a little bit too melanated for some of the leadership in that capacity. So what I'm really understanding is that there's another door for me to walk through. But if you're like me, sometimes, you know, it's hard to see the forest from the trees. And it gets hard. You know, especially not to get tunnel vision, not to be not just great at one thing, but be great at all the things that make you you. Now, someone will say, hey, maybe you're doing too much. Well, listen, let's be clear. This is just me being transparent about where I am. And hopefully it makes sense for you. When it comes to me being a creative, I can't control that. I've tried to stop. I may get up here and tell you one day, like, yo, man, I'm done doing A, B, and C. And then like a week later, I'll be back. It calls to me. It dictates my life. You know, I am subservient to that feeling of constantly wanting to create and manifest what's on my head outside of it over music. That's just part of it. The financial literacy platform, it's important. And it needs to actually, you know, our communities need more than just teaching literacy. That's very important. And we also need to have access to healthy foods, and people need help. That's really, really important. But people also need mentorship, right? I also feel like that's something that I wish I had the time to do. Lord knows that I've been mentored. I have people that I go to when I have something on my plate and I'm saying, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. This is how I see it. Let's talk about it. And, you know, because they care about me enough, they'll talk it over with me. But to be honest, I'm never really showing them the entirety of the chessboard. I'm always showing them like a piece of the chessboard. Naturally, I wear multiple different hats. Now, part of that, right? Part of that, again, this is just so you can resonate with my version of the story, you know, and how it relates to you. I was also someone that moved around a lot, created separate pockets of friends, right? So I get used to compartmentalizing things. So I find myself subliminally compartmentalizing my objectives, right? So instead of me bringing my whole self to everything, I'll maybe bring my one self to a certain part of it without realizing how my whole self will help increase the entire tide for all ships, not just one, right? So those are the things that, you know, personally, you know I do it. I have people like me who have had similar challenges, right? So if you feel like these are something, the things you deal with, leave a comment. But what does it take to defeat that, right? Right. What does it take for you to understand, like, if you could do anything, what are you supposed to do? Right. And, you know, I'm not here to preach, but I think having that compass on what God has designed for you has to be something of it, has to be a part of it. So when I think about even my 501c3 platform, when we are raising funds and resources for needy people, we are buying food and we're pulling up to some of the best places and the worst places just to drop food off. I know that God has that intended for me, and not for me, for the people that are receiving those blessings. I'm just an instrument of it, right? Like we started out dropping off food. So we started off doing Hometown Loves at the Carver, right? Shout out to the Carver Foundation. I'm on the executive board. Carver Foundation of Norwalk is a great, great beacon of hope and inspiration for not only the Norwalk community, but a bunch of kids in Southern Fairfield County, right, in the state of Connecticut. So shout out to the Carver. But we started out by doing, and shout out to Joel the Barber too, doing hometown level events, basketball tournaments, cookouts, raising food, donating non-perishable canned goods directly to person-to-person in Darien, Connecticut. Then we started to raise that food and bring it directly to those who really needed it. That was the Christmas of 2016. So shout out to Ant, shout out to Mark, shout out to Billy, you know, shout out to Mark Allen. I'm probably forgetting people, right? It was a team effort to drive around and drop this food off. Like, I know that's what I'm supposed to do, right? I know it on Christmas morning, you know, we're knocking on doors and we're getting referrals for people, right? And they don't necessarily have food in the house and they have children or it's cold. You can't tell me I'm not supposed to do that. If I can make this happen, if I can make something out of nothing and I can raise awareness and align energies so people that get resources actually need it, you can't tell me that's not what I'm supposed to do. Right? And I've even had times, and I, you know, these people aren't in my circle, but I've had people in my circle before be like, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be a rapper. You're out here doing this community shit. I'm like, yo, what do you mean? What do you mean? I'm like rap is the trade, right? But the work is the purpose. Yeah, Christ was a carpenter, you know what I'm saying? But like, because he was a great carpenter, the walk he chose and how he lived his life and who he helped wasn't dictated by carpentry. And I'm not saying I'm Christ, I'm just saying that's a parallel for how I look at some of the things that I'm doing, right? Ultimately, there has to be a divine purpose. And even when that's in alignment, sometimes you can get lost. So if you have someone who's felt like there's been a divine purpose for you, and then you may have gotten lost at some point, this is your message to, hey, to not lose focus of that. That is a trick, right? Whether you believe in the devil, negative energy, opposition, whatever, the greatest trick that anyone could play on you is connecting you from your divine power. Making you think that you don't have it. That is always there. You know, it's like tricking Superman into him not being able to fly. It's like, yo, you're Superman. Of course he could fly, but they didn't know they were Superman and that they're that powerful. How are they tapping into that energy? Right? That's a really loose parallel. But what I'm saying is aligning with your purpose, and this is partially me speaking to myself as I look into myself through the YouTube, right? So aligning with your purpose and keeping that compass on what you were designed to do is the way out of the fog. I've just been someone who's going back into the fog more times than I would like. I get lost and I get found. I get lost and I get found, right? And I don't know if that's the human condition. I don't know if it's, you know, my proverbially getting lost, right, is a product of maybe things that I do. Right. Even though I may think that I'm in alignment, I can tell you that, you know, there are things that I could probably do better. And I probably excessively indulge in certain things. Right. I probably self-medicate in certain manners, like we all do for a release of dopamine. That could be alcohol. That could be drugs. That could be food. That could be video games. There are things that we can waste time in. Right. That prevent us from actually focusing on what the task at hand is. And look, I'll admit it. I've gone on a Madden binge and I've been cutting people asses. I have, right? I'm not nice at Madden. Holla at me. I smash rolls the gamer tag, right? I admit it. I admit it. But it's just something about that release of dopamine. I mean, hanging 21 on somebody, and you know, that I enjoyed. It's a parallel, right? But that's not what I'm supposed to do. We have to major in the major things and minor in the minor things. And part of the things about self-sabotage is you start to major in the minor things. So how do you align with your purpose, right? One, no one can tell you what your purpose is. I've had people tell me, yo, you should do this, you should do that. What's the point of even being a creative? You want to, like, what's the point of writing? What's the point of this? It's like, yo, me being me and who I am is a product of me being me. Oh, hold on 1 second. I gotta plug this computer in real quick. on Ricky shit, man. Long story short, man. My computer. Oh, we back. Sorry about that. Long story short, my computer died, so I had to pull out a backup. Right? I thought your boy was down for the count, but that was just a trick by the universe or a trick by the opposition to stop me. Right? But they ain't gonna stop us today. So that release of dopamine that I may get from playing Madden, cutting people asses, you know, that's just something to distract you from the actual task at hand. You know what you have to do. You just have to do it and align with your purpose. So how do you align with your purpose, right? What are you supposed to do to align yourself once you identify what it is, right? So to find it, you have to connect with God. Whatever God, whatever version, whatever interpretation, whether you're Jewish, you're Muslim, you're Christian, you know, whether you're a Buddhist, you know, whatever higher energy that you believe in, right? Align yourself in that purpose and connect closer to that energy. And as you do that, the universe will send you signals about what you're supposed to do and where you are supposed to be. It's that simple. The first food drive we wanted to do, I set out, so yo, let's raise $500. And maybe $1,000. I said $1,000, you know, we good. I was just wanted to feed five families because the FDA told me that $240 will feed a family of four. So I'm like, okay, I'll raise $1,000, right? We can feed five families. We raised $2,000 and we helped like 40 families. I was discount shopping. I was in Aldi's. Like the universe was providing like $5 hams and all types of things on sale for me to buy to people and deliver it to them. It was making a way for me to help these people. So I am devout and understanding that part of my purpose is to be a beacon for that energy. The way that I was working, crazy. Where we were going with it, crazy. We pulled up to a house in New Haven where the mother just overdosed and it was eight kids, very little electricity. They had no food. Classy Black was with me on that one. That was heavy. Little boy opened the door. He didn't really have a lot on. Father came. They knew we were coming. And we dropped in like eight bags of food. And I'm like, yo, they needed this one, you know? We also pulled up to a house in New Canaan, very affluent house. Typical suburban family, you would think they wouldn't need money. You know, I'll get through the door. The wife, excuse me, wife or mom comes in. She starts telling me about how her husband lost her job, how they're behind on the mortgage, you know, how things are so difficult. They've had trouble buying food. And although they have this big house and things appear to be in alignment, they are not. She cried when we brought her those groceries, yo. And I felt that. I genuinely felt that. You know, this isn't a color thing, right? This particularly at this time happened to be a white woman living in New Canaan, going through it. The first family that we dropped off, you know, was a black family in New Haven, going through it. Pulled up to Hartford, shout out to Sam. He connected me with the family, Spanish family that didn't speak much English. There's a lot of kids. There's a lot of family in there as well. And it was cold. They needed that. So I'm not confused on, you know, what my purpose is. Sometimes I just get out of alignment and I get lost. I don't know where I'd be at. Right. So again, If you've had that happen to you, you got to find your purpose, your why. Why do you do this? The why is so important. So we get caught up on the what and the how, right? And the what is what we're looking for and how it's going to get there. But I really feel like the why really, really shows your character and who you are, right? If you could do anything, what would you do? If you had three wishes, what would you ask for? I am absolute contrite that I would help people. One of those wishes, I probably flex. You know what I'm saying? But I know that. That's just the spirit that I have. I don't even argue with myself about that anymore. You know, so I look for ways to help people. And just sometimes it gets hard balancing other things. But boom, what are we talking about? What to do when you have your purpose, right? Vision boards, right? Vision boards are a way, you know, that you can visually put what you want to attract closer. So I have not read The Secret. For those of you that have read The Secret, please make a comment, like, subscribe, share, by the way. But you can secretly manifest things that you want in this universe. And a lot of the times it just has to be you focusing on them. And so cutting up collages, putting up pictures, writing things down, looking at what you want to attract will often bring it closer to you. It works the same way with especially your God-given purpose, right? So when you align your power of manifestation, right, with the things that you're supposed to be doing, that's when the universe starts to unlock the cheat code for you. And again, as much as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself, right? As I look back and I listen to these things, sometimes I say things that weren't planned. I promise you, it's just the universe getting that energy out. I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? I mean, it's a jewel, right? But you have to align yourself. You have to align your mission. You have to align your energies. You know, that person that I told you before that was challenging me about, like, yo, man, you're supposed to be a rapper. You're supposed to be doing community service. That person is not in my inner circle like that. I can love them from afar. It's cool, you know. But ultimately, I'm not going to be challenged internally, right, for what I know I have to do. So that you see that decision that I made, right? That was with people. If you are trying to get to a certain space and your ship is not right, there are certain things you are going to have to let go to get there. That's the truth. Sometimes it's people, sometimes it's coffee, sometimes it's alcohol, you know, sometimes it's weed, sometimes it's television, sometimes it's food. There are certain things that you're going to have to separate yourself from, regardless of how close they are, you know. In this particular instance, I was talking about a person in my circle, but in terms of the process of removing things out of my universe, right, that's where the other parallels come into play with the things I just mentioned. That's a decision that you, the user, has to make. And that's just me being real, right? Me being real. So writing them down. The currents, the electricity in your brain, right, is in a different realm, right? It's not physically manifested until we create it in this reality. So just to be really, really high level here, anything that's ever been built in this world of ours started off as a thought first. The house you live in, the car you drive, the microphone, the phone that you use, the video games you play, literally everything started as a thought first. They were here in this world and they were manifested through some mechanism into this reality. There's a systematic algorithm to that. All right. Now, often we get conditioned to think that the things we see are the only things that, now, hold on. There are some of us that may be conditioned to believe that what is created is limited to what we see. But your true power, especially for those creatives out there, and this is something that corporate America can never have, right? Is your creativity to create something new out of nothing. Anyone that's ever been broke can tell you that. To give you the parallel, when it comes to record labels and artists, record labels really, really try to make artists. But the reality is they can't create that creative synergy. They have to find that creative synergy before it gets too independent, before it knows its rights. And then they sign it for an advance, right? And then they grow with it. There's no artist development anymore because these big corporations cannot create creativity. Creativity is created by the people. Money can never do that. Now, money can help influence things, and there's bells and whistles that can be influenced to help put people in position. But when it comes to the true creatives, you know who they are and why they're there, what their creative energy means. You know, sometimes sometimes people's creative energy is symbolic, you know, like drawing. I've seen some amazing drawings, you know, and quantify in words what the energy of that drawing is, but I sense it. Like that's, you know, that's creative energy to be able to, you know, to write a symphony. You know, now it's crazy. They say there's some AIs that can write symphony backwards. It's a whole different conversation and shit. But like, like creativity connects us to the soul, right? Big corporations can never. So you have to be creative about what your purpose is, because that's also your advantage. Not why everyone else could do it, but why you do it. The way that you do whatever it is that you want to do is going to be the reason why you get where you go and no one else does. I'm being real, man. So writing your thoughts down, vocal recording, however you can transmute them into this realm, sphere, whatever it is, you have to do. Now, the title of one of the of this podcast also was self-sabotage. So how does that come into play? Well, here's the thing. If you know what your compass is, you know the direction that you have to go. If you know where you're supposed to be, anything that removes you from that course is a distraction. Okay? Distraction. Now, there's levels to it, right? Because there's an analogy. Should be on YouTube with a college professor. He has a tube. He has some big rocks, little rocks, and sand. You know? The big rocks are the most important. Sand is the minute shit. If you fill your tube with sand, you're not going to have room for all the big rocks. So life, health, family, God, all that should be in line with what your purpose is. As tough as it may be, you know? And not to say that anyone that's been an entrepreneur doesn't burn late nights, doesn't make sacrifices. Sometimes it's out the house. You know, their spouse holds it down. Sometimes they miss games. Those are things that come with it, but that has to be balanced. That has a consequence as well. You know, it could also come at the form of like there's, I have friends that you really can't get in contact with because they're busy, right? When you're an entrepreneur, or when you're accountable for your time and you're aligned with what your purpose is, you got to handle your business, right? And those are the type of things I can salute. Checking on bro, how you doing? Yo, man, I've been out here, you know what I'm saying, doing A, B, and C, trying to get right. I appreciate you. How the kids, blah, 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 blah. When I'm in town, I'll check you. Like, those are things I can support. Because when it reciprocates, we know it's genuine, right? But you have to make a decision about where you want to be, what you want to do, and anything that distracts you from that, including cutting people's asses in Madden. Guilty of it. Just that good. Sorry. God, why'd you make me that good in Madden? Is a distraction. For real. Yo, I'll keep it 100, yo. I've been serving people for a long time. Yeah, they're going to hate that I say this. I've been serving people for a long time in Madden, Halo, Call of Duty. But all that's a distraction, bro. For real. That's self-sabotage. Another form of self-sabotage is apathy, man. Just being lazy and not doing things as promptly as you can. I think it's not just what in the universe, it's when. There's a timing alignment. And there are certain opportunities, certain things that may arise at a certain time that you have to be in a position to take advantage of. You may call it luck. I mean, that's when hard work and preparation meets opportunity, right? You can't get lucky if you're not ready to be lucky. Sort of a way to look at it. But that's how you can self-sabotage yourself. You know? I've also seen people, and this is my experience, that constantly keep toxic people in their circle, whether it's an abusive relationship or a turbulent relationship, or just something that they shouldn't be involved in. You know, the longer they allow that energy to build, it distracts them and it slows them down. And on one level, time is not real. But on another level, It is real for us as we exist in this realm because we have a finite time here. So you got to steady your ship, right? And it's not just a physical ship, it's a spiritual ship, right? And that comes into a lot of different ways. It's really energies that you deal with. Positive energies, negative energies, where it comes from, it's tough. And for those of us that have energy imbalances, right? Sometimes, you know, anxiety and depression make these things harder to where you go to the things that give you dopamine just because it's easier. Or it's easier to sleep. That's a self-sabotage. And it's tough because you can't be like, hey, why are you depressed? Don't be depressed, person. What's wrong with you? Well, you can't say that. Anyone that's ever really been bottomed out, no, it doesn't work like that. But at the same time, that weight that you're dealing with does slow you down from what you could be doing best. And not taking the proper steps to deal with some of the issues head on, whatever they may be, and just address the symptoms is self-sabotage. I'll say it again. Not taking the proper steps to deal with the actual cause of the symptoms and not just what the symptoms may be. Right? The root of the issue is self-sabotage. You are accountable for that. The user. All right? That's real. And as you're writing your plan down, right? And you're getting your thoughts out and you're organizing your thoughts, you have to execute it. And now this is where it gets real, because the execution of planning is one of the greatest scientific experiments that could ever occur in the human experience, right? Trial and error till you get it right. It's basically trial and error over and over and over in a particular thing until you get it right. And any scientist will tell you that sometimes it can take thousands of experiments till we get the right result. And then you have to examine the conditions of that result, depending on if you want to actually develop a theory or theoretical basis for it from a hypothesis. Like, again, I'm just saying, right? There's a trial and error to executing your plan. You basically ring that bell as much as you can until you ring it right. And that's the hard part. That's the hard part. And I think this is where a lot of us may be, a lot of us can get stuck not getting out of our comfort zone executing our plan. For real. Hold on, man. I've been rocking out with this Black Star. Let me get y'all another joint, man. What we got here? Shout out to Mos.
Come to think of it, they're
Above the Clouds? I mean, that's not Black Star, but yeah, we could rock it.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
How's that? Is that volume still good? Not too loud. Shout out to Gangstar. Yo, listen, man, I'm a student. But when you're writing your plan down, actually, you know what? We're gonna pause that because I'm always rocking. I'm sorry. I thought I could do it, and then I start getting triggered. And shit, I may just start rapping. So we never gonna do that. hey, listen, trial and error, execute your plan. This is part of the process, right? You know, now next time I'll be like, yeah, maybe not play music while I'm talking, because you can't listen to either. But you have to trial and error till you get it over, till you get it done, and you can't give up. This is probably like a difficult part for some of us, right? And when you hear about anyone that's ever like attained success, now success is dependent on what you deem successful, right? What the bar is, what the goal is, right? But a lot of the high profile successful people will say, listen, man, we just didn't quit. We didn't stop, whatever it is. We defined our own path, right? You have to do that. You have to not quit. But my next point And I also even think like this is the biggest one. And again, as much as I'm speaking to y'all, I'm speaking to myself. Maintain your composure. It's real. You got to maintain your composure, y'all. And that's just a part of the process. That's just life. Things you may deal with. You know, I had a scenario where company I was working for was going through layoffs, looking for an opportunity. One of my 30 job interviews, right? I either got, hey, you've done this before. Why do you want to do it now? That didn't work out. Because I was in a position of leverage. You know, they don't want to get niggas leverage, right? And then I got the, hey, well, if you haven't quite done this, how do you know you can't do it? How do you know you can do it? I'm like, was it me? What are you talking about? Right? I look at it like sports. Teach me the office, I'll run the play. But either way, right? It was a stressful time, at least for me, right? Because these weren't things that I prospectively thought I could do. These are things I know I could do. I know my value. I know I'm worth. I know how I could add not only value, but leadership to any team I'm a part of, right? Just wasn't working. I had weird shit happen. Like, I had people rush me through interviews, right? And then, like, the last second, like, yeah, we changed the position. Sorry, it wouldn't work for you. You're like, yo, what? And two, listen, maintaining composure is essentially in this sort of scenario, because this could be the universe signifying to me that those doors aren't for me. There's another door I got to walk through. And I can look at it two ways. I can be extremely, extremely frustrated that supposedly the doors that I wanted to knock on, right, weren't allowing me to walk in. Or I can learn a lesson that maybe I was knocking on the wrong door. And know that the universe, God, or whatever you're going to call it, has something better in store for me or for you when you get those rejections. And that's where you have to maintain your composure. 1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. Like, comment, share, subscribe. I know I'm spitting facts for sure. And it doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. Compare yourself to you. Wake up trying to be the best you can be. And then when you get to the point where your decision makings and your process and your energies are all in alignment, you know, the universe will move in a manner that you may not anticipate. So, you know, one thing my mom always says is like, prepare for your blessings. I'm like, yo, what is that? What does that even mean? Now, one, I don't think blessings are something to be prepared for, but that could just be me, an infantile thinking. You know, people always say the energy you put out always comes back. I've never thought about it like that, right? Like, anything that you may do, you don't, like, at least for me, anything that I may do, if it's perceived good or bad, was never done for personal reward, right? When we were pulling up to these communities and neighborhoods that wasn't our own, with, you know, cars full of food just to drop them off, you know, driving across the state, driving an hour away just to drop food off, it wasn't because, like, yo, we gonna get something at the end of this. That was never the point, and it's not the point, right? The point is, whatever this is going to facilitate, this is my role in the story. That's why we do it, you know. Shout out to Pastor Logan of Messiah Baptist Church. He always speaks blessings over me, right? Just because he's also helped my efforts in working with the community. He gave me a platform to do my first financial literacy when I was working in banking. And it was his idea to just to hop on a Zoom and administer to the people about finances over social media. First, I thought it was weird, I ain't gonna lie, because I'm an in-person type of person, but, you know, it worked out. It worked out. And he'll always say, listen, man, young man, you're doing the right things. God's gonna bless you. And my thing is, yo, That's cool. But the people need blessings, bro. You know, like for real, like I got so I'm gonna do a song about veterans. I'm telling y'all this. I didn't, you know, really put that out there. But when I was working on the New Haven Green, I had a veteran that I had seen. Well, I didn't know he was a veteran, it was a homeless person that I had seen outside a bunch of times. And one day I went to a salad shop. And I said, "Hey, you want something to eat?" Just my spirit. And he was like, "I ain't going in there." And I'm like, "Yo, well, he got attitude, right?" So I go into the salad shop, but I'm thinking, like, don't let him deter you from a blessing that he may need, right? If you want to buy the salad, buy the salad. It's $15, right? Whatever. So the young lady, I asked her, says, "Hey, has he eaten here before?" She was like, "Yeah." "Do you know what he likes?" "Yeah." "Okay, give me that." So I buy it. I bring it to him. He's like, "Thank you." I'm going to go, "Yo, why don't you want to come inside and grab the food?" He was like, "Man, one time at Dunkin', someone did that for me. But they left before I did. And the people at Dunkin' tried to say I stole the food. So they called the cops on me." I was like, whoa. Wow, right? That was heavy. That was heavy, you know? And had I looked at that interaction I had with him differently, I wouldn't have had a chance to know that, right? I don't even know how I got to tell you this story, but I'm telling it to you. Then I started speaking to him, and he was telling me about how he doesn't like to go to the shelters because he gets bed bugs. And, you know, how sleeping outside is just easier for him. You know, when he gets his check once a month. And, you know, how he served our country, but, you know, the country doesn't love him back and all this other stuff. And some of this may seem like rhetoric to you, but I felt his pain. You know, I genuinely have not served. I have a mass amount of respect for people that do put their lives in the line to defend this country. But hearing that story impacted me. So the best way I know how to do is raise awareness. And we're going to do a song about veterans where we tell a story about that. And hopefully we can raise awareness or resources. Like, that's what I do. I can't not do those things. Even if I didn't do them, they'd be spinning around in my head, right? And it's not because, yo, veterans is a topic for any good or negative gain. It was like, nah, man, this is just real life stories that I've come across that have one way or another impacted me. So I share it. When I wrote Monsters, I don't know if you guys have ever heard Monsters, but when we wrote Monsters and shot the video for it, I was inspired by my college roommate's brother killing himself. And when I say inspired is the wrong word, that's not what I want to say. But I guess I was moved, right? Because I know him. Played video games with him, knew his voice, met him a couple times in person. He looked out for us, sent us things while we were, you know, on campus. He came home, got married, and shot himself. So in me trying to gain understanding and what my grief was, now, mind you, I also felt bad about grieving because I just imagined what my roommate was going through, my college roommate, right? So I'm like, damn, I sort of knew dude, but I didn't know him, like, you know? And so I sort of felt guilty about that, but it bothered me. So what I did was we wrote Monsters, and the first song was about a kid who gets bullied, shoots up his school, shoots himself. A guy who was molested at one point. He battles with his demons before he can molest, shoots himself. A guy comes home from war, deals with PTSD, drinks too much, shoots himself. Right? And I just did that because these are stories that I have heard. And as a result of songs like that, I've had people come up to me and be like, "Yo, I was molested, bro." Or, "Yo, I was bullied," or, "I lost someone to a shooting," or, "My brother shot himself," or, "Yo, man, my platoon or my unit, I lost a couple guys," and, like, this song impacts me. And if it helps people grieve, that's all we do it. But that's not, if it helps people grieve, then great. But that was never the intention. The intention was just to, hey, listen, let's tell this story and see how people respond. So I guess what I'm saying is, do what you do while you do it. As I talk myself around in circles, bro. I promise you I had a game plan here, but I just started speaking from the heart, right? You have to do what you do unrelentlessly, right? In a manner that only you could do it. You have to align yourself with your purpose, right? That's what's going to guide you when, you know, the grass gets high, you can't see the snakes or you can't see the forest from the trees and, you know, your sensory gets blurred. Your compass will be your purpose. May the church say amen. I ain't come here to preach. I'm just saying. Just saying. I ain't got no scripture. That's, you know, this is just how I view it. And hopefully it helps you. You got to execute your plan, you know, write it down, execute it. There's a discipline to it. Some of the greatest personal achievers in this reality are some of our most disciplined. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Shaq, Serena Williams, like Michael Phelps. I mean, any of the greats that have been great have anything have been disciplined at their approach. That is the common denominator. You got to maintain that discipline. Execute your plan. Maintain your composure. When you're getting no's, you're getting to a yes. Now, listen, again, I'm talking to you as much as I'm talking to myself, right? This is what this experience is about. One day I'll go back and listen to these and I'll see, you know, what the F I was on, right? But you got to maintain your composure. And it's tough. Depending on how your sensory is, depending on how you deal with anxiety, depending on just the things on your plate, I'm pretty sure that this is easier said than done. But it's part of the process, you know. Prepare for your success, man. That's what's going to come. So, I mean, that's sort of how I view it. I definitely look forward to being able to go on this journey with y'all, man. And as you go on your journeys, I want to hear about your successes. You know, if you want to share your failures and your learning lessons, all that. This is part of the universal frequency to where everyone could tune in and we could all learn from it. And the tide raises all ships, for sure. I promise you. So align yourself with your purpose. Try to avoid self-sabotaging yourself. And I know sometimes it's like socially like cool to say like, yeah, I do a self-sabotage. I've seen people say it. Me and some of my closest friends have had conversations around that. Don't fall victim to that. All right. I enjoyed my conversation with y'all. I promise you it was easier said than done, you know, with my computer, you know, tapping out on me. But the universe finds a way, right? We found a way. I'll be back. I promise you I'm not going nowhere. I look forward to sharing more about this journey with you. Like, comment, share, and we out.
Energy, frequency, vibration. Energy, frequency, vibration. Energy, frequency.